KGEZ 2020 News, a service of Dent Magic.
Well, that's what we're doing next year.
KGEZ, Good Morning Show, Drill Down. A candid conversation with our correspondent covering this morning's hottest story.
Robin is 100% correct. This is the second of our two exclusive KGEZ Good Morning Show drill downs made possible by Dent Magic, the Valley's leader in less invasive car repair, to Washington, D.C., Linda Kenyon.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning. So it's stuff like that that makes people wonder why car insurance rates are so high. Why indeed?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, like I said, we got one life to live. Let's get it over with.
Yeah, that's right. Well, plenty of action going on back there where you are today.
Oh, yeah. There's, you know, never a dull moment. We have Speaker Mike Johnson fighting for his political life as he tries to get foreign aid passed on the floor. We have the Homeland Security Secretary facing the possibility of a Senate trial after the House impeached him. And then, of course, up in New York, we've got, the Trump trial. So it's never a dull moment.
So, you know, Mike Johnson could wind up being a lot of people's hero if he somehow or another gets this foreign aid package, these packages through.
I suppose that depends upon your point of view, because Speaker Mike Johnson is really standing up to the right-wing area of his caucus, especially Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's already introduced her intention to oust him from the speakership, in part because of his stance on foreign aid to Ukraine. She doesn't want it. Yeah. And Johnson is pressing forward with his plan anyway. Instead of, by the way, bringing the Senate-passed bill on aid to Ukraine, which passed by a wide bipartisan margin many weeks ago to the House floor, he's sort of splitting up the foreign aid package into different, smaller bites. One would be for Ukraine, and one would be for Israel, one would be for Taiwan, and other would be for, nebulously speaking, national security priorities. For example, a ban on TikTok, if you will. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene has said there will be no aid to Ukraine until we deal with the U.S. border first. And also, by the way, I don't like spending all of this money. And she now has a co-sponsor, Thomas Massey, the Republican from Kentucky, who says, yeah, he'll go along with ousting Speaker Johnson. And Johnson spoke to the media yesterday, and he said, this is not helpful to the House, to the Republican Party, or to the American people to dangle the prospects of ousting me from office because I'm just trying to do the people's work. And he says, you know, policy differences are not a reason to kick somebody out from their job, which is kind of an interesting point of view, because it is policy differences that Democrats allege are the only thing that Republicans in the House had on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and they voted to impeach him for that. So now back to Johnson. So Johnson is facing a crisis within his own party. Johnson is also mindful that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was ousted for the very same thing and for making deals with Democrats, and because the Republicans felt that McCarthy lied to him. Well, now, lied to them, rather. Now we have a lot of Republicans are saying, well, at least this guy, Mike Johnson, doesn't lie to us. And the moderate Republicans are signaling rather strongly that they don't have a stomach for going through the kind of chaos that ensued after ousting the previous speaker, Kevin McCarthy. So one of two things can happen. The Republicans will vote to a motion to vacate the chair, and they will have enough votes, which right now does not seem likely. Or the Democrats will join with the majority of the Republican majority and support Speaker Johnson staying in the chair. However, it won't be free. They will try to exact some policy agreements with him, some legislative priorities, and that will just anger the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massey even further. So he's in a lose-lose situation, and you have to wonder why he wakes up every morning and says, now, why did I want this job?
Yeah. Well, you know, we say he's in a lose-lose situation, but one of the things in the presidential race, we keep seeing favorability ratings and the likes in these polls between Biden and Trump. I just did a little research on Marjorie Taylor Greene. What's her favorability rating? And the latest information says 11% of the people held her in a favorable opinion. 35% had a very unfavorable opinion about her. That's negative 24%. You know, that's a net lose situation. And it kind of makes you wonder if this grandstanding that we see isn't really a distraction to getting the business of Congress done. Maybe the public is finally getting ready for something to be done, and maybe Congress needs to think about that before they take the next break to come home and campaign.
Yeah, well, there's that, but there's also the reality that she was reelected. And that only thing that matters to her at this point is that she wants to make a political point. And while she ran unopposed, by the way, for her first term, she did not run unopposed for her second term. And she was reelected by her constituents. So her constituents may like what she's doing, and that's why she's in that job. People from other states may not have a favorable view of her, but that doesn't really matter. Also, there is the speculation, and of course this is speculation, that she's vying for a higher national profile because she wants a higher national job. Perhaps she wants to be part of the Veep stakes under a Trump administration.
And perhaps she's looking for a cabinet position under a possible Trump administration.
Yes. All of these have been thrown up against the wall to see if they stick, and something may stick.
Yeah. I wonder what cabinet I am thinking of. Well, that's
the kitchen
speculation.
Cabinet, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
how about the Homeland Security?
Oh, my gosh. There you go.
Man.
Yeah. So we spoke earlier this morning with Senator John Tester, and the first thing I said to him was, well, John, it looks like you're going to be sworn in as a juror now for what, the third time? And he shook his head and he says, yeah, doesn't seem to be any way around it.
No, in fact, at 1 o'clock Eastern time today, the senators will be sworn in as jurors for the impeachment trial of the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. However, while he's already been impeached on two articles, and that happened back in February in the House of Representatives, and he does face a trial, it could be dismissed by a vote in the Senate. So this means that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer can say, I'm bringing up this vote to dismiss the case outright or to send it back to committee, which is essentially where legislation goes to die. So there may not be a trial, but that doesn't mean that they don't have to go through the formality of swearing in senators as the jurors in this case.
Well, speaking of, the one thing that Tester told us, he said, you know, if we go through this whole trial thing, it's going to be weeks. We do absolutely nothing but this. And and then we got a situation in the House where if they decide they want to recall the chair, there's going to be nothing for the next few weeks but that. And it seems like
and in an election year, that is political death. So they don't want to do that.
Yeah. Let's go on, since you brought up trials, let's go on to the big trial that seems to be sucking the air out of everything else going on in the world.
That would be Donald Trump. And this is a criminal trial. He is the first former president or sitting president to ever be brought to trial on criminal charges. And jury selection continues. And they sat, or should I say they seated, seven members of the jury yesterday. They are continuing that now. And it's very, very hard to find an impartial jury in a case involving a man whose name is Donald J. Trump. Because how do you find somebody who can be impartial or hasn't heard anything about Trump or hasn't followed anything regarding any of these cases? Very, very difficult. So all the Trump defense team needs to do is to find one member of the jury who is an ardent Trump supporter, a MAGA Republican, who can essentially help skew the jury into a hung jury, and then that would be the end of the case if and when it gets to the deliberation stages. By the way, this case is supposed to last about 2 months. Trump is expected to be in the courtroom every single day, according to an order from the judge. However, while this could put a cramp on his style in terms of campaigning, he is, as I said before, not a man without resources. So he goes to local bodegas, for example, in Brooklyn or in Harlem, or he campaigns on Truth Social in the evenings, or he flies somewhere in the evening, and then he's back in court the next day. It's a furious pace. It's an exhausting pace. But Trump has an inexhaustible amount of energy, except for yesterday when he was visibly seen nodding off in court. So he's very angry, by the way, at Maggie Haberman, who is the reporter who reported that, and gave her a death stare later in the day when he came out of the courtroom. And she was like, look, we see jurors fall asleep all the time. We see judges fall asleep all the time. We've never seen defendants fall asleep at the witness table.
That's pretty funny. Well, he's tired, you know. Yeah. You can tell he's got the suitcases under the eyes. He's, I don't know how much sleep he's getting during all of this.
Yeah.
I don't really view him as a man who gets a lot of sleep anyway. I mean, when he was president, he was up tweeting all hours of the day and night. And I know because I would get the 3:30 in the morning calls and ask to comment on or report on that. And I'd be like, oh, no, are you kidding me with this?
Can't wait till morning.
I know, right? So, yeah, I mean, he may be one of those individuals who does not need a lot of sleep. But you cannot imagine the kind of pressure that he is under right now, not only campaigning for re-election, which is pressure enough, but all of these criminal cases and civil cases against him and all these court appearances that just, you know, and all of the financial complications that he's facing. I can't imagine that. Even for a man who doesn't normally get a lot of sleep, if that's the case, I can't imagine he's getting any sleep these days, quite frankly. But, you know, Donald Trump is, again, he appears to be a man of inexhaustible of energy, except for in the courtroom.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of boring in there. You know, you figure, well, my attorneys are on top of everything, so I can take a little break.
I just keep wondering, like, does he have something more important to pay attention to right now?
He must be exhausted. I would think that he has a heightened interest in the jurors who are selected, and he probably wants to eyeball each of them. And, you know, he's probably even whispering in the lawyer's ears, you know, I like this guy, all right, whatever.
Yeah, he probably is, as any defendant might be. In fact, some of the jurors, potential jurors who were not chosen for the jury, did speak to the media yesterday saying, you know, it was kind of a surreal experience to have the former president of the United States right there in the courtroom and to be looking right at you and for you to be saying things about the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, who is a figure that is in so many ways larger than life. And there he is, a human sitting in the courtroom. One of the jurors who was excused basically said, you know, I couldn't hardly believe it. She said, but at the end, she says he's just a person.
Yeah, it's sucking all the air out of the whole thing. Everything is we've got a president of the United States running for re-election. He's made an appearance yesterday and will again today in Pennsylvania, and I don't see any coverage on that.
Yeah, well, I will tell you one of the reasons for that is that his campaign events are often closed and his presidential events are not. And he has one today in Pittsburgh this afternoon at, I believe, 1:45 Eastern time, where he's supposed to talk about his unwavering support for union workers and for American Steel, while he's urging the U.S. Trade Representative to impose triple sanctions on China for its dumping of cheap Chinese steel on the international market, specifically on the U.S. market, and that it gets around current tariffs by importing their products through Mexico. So now there's a move to get Mexico involved as well to stop China from doing this term dumping in Mexico in order to get the products into the U.S.
Linda, as always, we appreciate your great reporting, and thank you for drilling down for us this morning.
Well, thank you, and we will have more tomorrow.
You got it.
We've been waiting for it. We can all feel it coming. That three whole months of the year that we can finally see the sun. This is Ryan from Dent Magic, and as you begin washing the winter blues off your vehicle, we are here to help you get your vehicle back into pristine condition. We weren't hibernating this winter. We spent all that time fixing the cars you've been seeing in the snowbanks and continuing to clean up all that hail damage. From door dings to hail damage, parking lot accidents to deer collision, if you want the very best in quality, original equipment manufacturer parts, and excellent repairs, come to Dent Magic, where we work with all insurance companies, but we only work for our customers. Dent Magic, just south of Reserve on Highway 2 in Evergreen, or at dentmagic.com, your first stop before the old body shop.
The KGEZ Good Morning Show Drill Down. Covering the biggest stories and bringing them home to Northwest Montana.
KGEZ. Well, that is the second of our two exclusive KGEZ Good Morning Show drill downs made possible by Dent Magic. For dents, dings, and things, you know, the kind of thing that happens when people are slamming their doors into your cars at the shopping centers and the parking lots, you know, you don't always have to do the traditional replacement. The chances are really good that Dent Magic can fix it with the parts and the paint already on your vehicle. You ought to see these guys. Learn about the magic. Dent Magic, just north of Flathead Electric Co-op, Highway 2 in Evergreen.
KGEZ, Northwest Montana weather.
Only a slight chance of seeing some snow. In fact, the best chance will be around Flathead Lake and Polson, but the snow chances will continue to push off to the south this morning. We'll be left with cloud cover and a high today in the mid to upper 40s. Mainly gray skies, mid-20s tonight, and then limited sunshine, mid to upper 40s on Thursday. Friday, right back to sun, mid to upper 40s. Sunny skies, mid-50s on Saturday. Chance of rain on the increase for Sunday.
Well, this forecast is a service of Farm to Market Pork and Beef. Speaking of beef, the process that they use is more akin to a science. So, whether you're a weekend aficionado or a carnivore, you can get all you need. The greatest beef on the planet. Farm to Market Pork and Beef.
Whitefish and Big Pork now 34. We're moving up. Columbia Falls and Kalispell, 35 KGEZ degrees, moving up to 47.
Always local, KGEZ.
Construction can be stressful. Make it a little easier with a Three Rivers Bank construction loan. They have one or two-time closing options. They make local lending decisions. You get local service. And you have an online construction draw process where you can submit requests, lien waivers, and track construction funds remotely. Make construction a little less stressful. Partner with Three Rivers Bank for your next construction loan.
Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
96.5 is 600 KGEZ. John Lupton is with me from Snappy Sports Center, and I'm ready for some baseball.
Yeah, spring's here. That means baseball's coming right around the corner. It's time to start looking at what you may need for that season, and Snappy's is here to help. If you need a new bat, gloves, cleats, pants, belts, safety gear, we've got helmets, sliding shorts, you name it, we're ready to go help you get kicked off for baseball, softball.
And we got soccer to talk about, too.
Soccer's coming as well. Same deal. We've got everything. Cleats, shin guards, balls. Come on in. Check out our great soccer selection as well.
How about some yard games?
Yeah, you know, if you're not doing the organized sports, we've got, you know, those yard games. Camping games, you know, everything you're going to need from badminton to horseshoes to beanbag toss, whatever. We got a great selection for you.
There's no reason why you shouldn't have fun.
Absolutely not. Go outside, have fun. Got to enjoy what we got here.
Snappy Sports Center, where they've been for seven decades at the corner of Montana 35 and Highway 2 in Evergreen.
Ted and KGEZ met its ahead of nine, and here's your Coins and Carats Spot Gold and Silver Report. It's an exclusive service of Coins and Carats, 237 Main Street, downtown Kalispell. Right now, gold is going for $2,394 an ounce. Silver is up to $28.83 an ounce.
I'm not sure what's happening north of the border, but the Canadian dollar is taking another dive. 72 cents here in northwest Montana for a Canadian dollar. And West Texas Intermediate crude oil down 81 cents a barrel to $84.55 today. And as we check the bond market this morning, a little bit of softening. The 30-year Treasury bond, this is the one that's used to kind of keep the 30-year mortgage rates down. This one now paying 4.739%. For 10 years, they'll pay you 4.626%. Wall Street is having a hard time deciding whether it wants to go up or go down. Right now, they're going up. Well, I take that back. Now it's going back down. We'll give you the latest right after this from Coins and Carrots. Hearing a lot about inflation these days. If you're worried about the future and inflation, you want to visit Coins and Carrots in downtown Kalispell, where you can buy gold and silver of any kind. Even if you're a first-time buyer, they're happy to help. They'll answer your questions and guide you through the process. You'll find a large selection to choose from and give yourself peace of mind. Coins and Carrots, your trusted gold and silver specialist for over 30 years.
Coins and Carrots.
Coins and Carrots, 237 Main Street, downtown Kalispell. Well, when it comes to Tesla, laying off workers usually makes your stock go up. Didn't work this time. They're down, $2 a share now? So that's off about 1.33%. And AMD, the people that make those chips in your computers, they're down, way down again here today. One of the big losers on Nvidia, that's the AI company. They're taking in, they're taking an $8 share loss at this point. Pfizer is down almost half a dollar, too. So anyway, here we go. It's all gone negative just in the last 60 seconds. Dow Jones Industrial Average now losing 34 and a third points at 37,764. The NASDAQ down 32 at 15,833. S&P 500 dropping over 9 points now at 5,042. And that's your Coins and Carrots Spot Gold and Silver Report, an exclusive service of Coins and Carrots, 237 Main Street, downtown Kalispell. Our next report about 12:30 today during the KGEZ 2020 News Midday Summary.
Wake up with KGEZ.
At Tanco Law, spring cleaning is spring planning. Now's the time to schedule your free half-an-hour estate planning consultation. Tanco Law provides comprehensive estate planning to help families protect their assets and carry out their wishes. Brian Tanco is an experienced attorney who can assist you in drafting wills, trusts, powers of attorney, probate, and other legal documents for your specific needs. Call Tanco Law. Schedule your free estate planning consultation. 406-257-3711. You know it's spring by mid-March. Why? Well, you can see the grass, it's getting greener, and your local Ace Hardware store has their spring savings event from March 13th through the 25th. Save at Nelson's Ace Hardware on most, if not all, lawn and garden, including seed, fertilizer, and soil. Save on electric power lawn and garden tools, barbecues, patio furniture, paint, and more. Celebrate spring and save at your local Nelson's Ace Hardware in Whitefish.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
Here's your Northwest Montana Road and Construction Report, a service of PTA Physical Therapy, serving the Flathead community in 6 convenient locations. PTA is here to help you move, feel, and live better without compromise. Roadways around Northwest Montana bare and dry in the Kalispell area, but if you're heading south on Highway 93, about the time you hit Summers, you're going to start getting some scattered slush on the roadways. We're seeing some cars coming from up in that area now, from down in that area, and they have a little bit of slush on their vehicles. This continues all the way down to where you meet Highway 200. We've got the same situation south of Polson all the way down to almost Ravalli. and over the top of Mariah's Pass, scattered frost and ice until you get to East Glacier. Then it's snow covered all the way into the Browning area.
Airport Road from Highway 93, the roundabout there at the bypass to just past the wastewater treatment plant, closed all day today to replace that existing 36-inch sewer main. I'm sure you still can take a cemetery road through there.
Yeah, the closure is at Highway 93 at the south end there by the corner shop. That's where it starts and it will continue
the
up
other to, direction.
Yeah, the other direction.
Okay.
So you may need to use the, cemetery road. That's the best way in there today. The new sidewalk going along Highway 2 in Evergreen between Tractor Supply and Evergreen School. You can expect lane closures and slowdowns, and tomorrow you can expect the governor to be there.
Yeah.
And let's see here. I think we've got a couple more to tell you about right after this.
PTA Physical Therapy is inviting you and your friends to participate in their fifth annual 5K walk and or run for the kids coming up Saturday, May 4th, starting at 11 a.m. PTA and you will be raising funds for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Last year, PTA and you raised over $10,000 and granted a Flathead Wish kid their life-changing wish. Afterwards, there will be a barbecue with hamburgers, hot dogs, and if you're over 21, beer from Tamarack Brewery. Many local businesses donate, and you can too. Sign up now by clicking on ptflathead.com and the 5K run sign-up link. You too can be a superstar with a heart. ptflathead.com or call 756-7878.
Well, let's see, where do we leave off? About two miles
of Highway 93 North, beginning just south of Tronstadt Road. Two-way single-lane traffic and reduced speeds there, rough surface. Motorcycles use an alternate route.
And just a little bit south of the intersection of Montana 40 on Highway 93, tree-cutting operations from Mountainside Drive for about 3 miles on east to Livermore Flats.
Down to the Rodan area on Highway 93, 2 miles of shoulder work going on today.
And if you're heading down toward Sealy Lake, you got scattered slush and ice along the roadway and 2 miles along Salmon Creek there and Salmon Lake. You've got slowdowns.
Alternating one-lane traffic for a half mile this side of Libby on Highway 2 today.
That's your Northwest Montana Road and Construction Report, a service of PTA Physical Therapy. You don't always need a referral. Call 406-420-2350 or check out the website, ptflathead.com.
I'm meteorologist Sally Russell with your official Northwest Montana forecast. Diminishing snow chances today. We're setting the stage for a pretty quiet go of it between now and Saturday. So only a slight chance of seeing some snow. In fact, the best chance will be around Flathead Lake and Polson, but the snow chances will continue to push off to the south this morning. We'll be left with cloud cover and a high today in the mid to upper 40s. Mainly gray skies, mid 20s tonight, and then limited sunshine, mid to upper 40s on Thursday. Friday, right back to sun, mid to upper 40s. Sunny skies, mid 50s on Saturday. Chance of rain on the increase for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sally Russell, KGEZ 2020 News.
And Robin's got a temperature tour for you.
Yeah, let's check out Columbia Falls. First of all, let's look at Whitefish. 36 degrees. We're at 37. Columbia Falls, Big Fork, and Kalispell moving up about 10 degrees this afternoon.
KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell.
Hello, this is Heidi Escalante. Goodbye winter and hello spring. We're all looking forward to warmer days, beautiful blooms, planting trees with strong roots. Looking for a bank with strong roots? Come see us at Valley Bank of California.